This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dylan Hernandez, writer for the Los Angeles Times. Dylan, how are you today, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, same to you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I couldn't wait to get you on because, first of all, there's a bunch to talk about in Los Angeles, but I'd love getting your takes about the Dodgers. Let me ask you a question as it pertains to the Dodgers. It seems as though, which is really unlike any free agency I've seen in a long time. It'd be because the Dodgers don't really want to participate, but we haven't heard any of the top names linked to them. And that leads me to believe that there are free agents out there that are starting to look at the Dodgers a little bit differently by the way they run their organization and the way guys play. What are you seeing out of this?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what's happened is they obviously, you know, they brought in the analytics guys. And I think that this is actually going to be a very telling off season, depending on how things go. You know, there is a possibility, right? Maybe the Dodgers are kind of waiting the market out and trying to snap up a Bryce Harper, you know, or maybe re-sign Machado. But if they don't do that, it's going to kind of point to them, you know, basically trying to kind of decrease their payroll. And here's the thing, though, is that the market will not, or baseball as a league will not punish them for this because no one else is spending.
Right.
You know, everybody else, you know, you look at the Braves, right? Antopoulos, who was in the Dodgers front office, is now running them. The San Francisco Giants are now being run by Farhan Zaidi, who was part of their front office. And basically what you have right now are 30 teams that all pretty much think the same, that all think, you know, well, you shouldn't spend money on the free agent market. And it's not like outright collusion, but it kind of feels a little collusion.
It's like legal collusion, if there's
yeah,
such a
because,
thing.
I mean, they hire everybody that kind of thinks the same, and no one's out there kind of spending this money. And to me, that's just like ridiculous, right? The Dodgers have an $8 billion television contract, which as a result of, by the way,
nobody watching games.
Nobody can see the game. So that's like blood money, man. And the ticket prices continue to go up. Parking's going up. You know, Dodger dogs are like $8 each. You know, and
good catch there, by the way.
Up, right? Oh yeah, thank you. So the fans, I think the fans are doing their part, right? You know, and baseball's in professional sports, right? As a business, it's a different business than anything else because it does have the city's name, and you are kind of representing the city. And the owners always give that, like, you know, they'll talk about it, but they won't, you know, but how many of them actually do it, right? They always talk about, well, we want to represent the city, represent the community, do right by the fans, this and that. Well, you know what a good way to repay the fans would be is for the Dodgers to go out and get Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, hey, we're sorry you can't watch the games. We're sorry you continue to raise your ticket prices, but at least we'll bring you Bryce Harper, you know? And I think that at least, you know, up until this point, you know, the ownership, I do think, has done their job, right?
Yeah.
You know, initially when they bought the team, they went out and they added like, you know, $600 million in contracts in one day when they got Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
You know, they've made the World Series the last 2 years. But you look at it now and you're kind of starting to wonder, okay, are they going to start going the cheap route, you know? And why is it? Like, I'm reading these stories, and I'm sure this isn't just coming out of nowhere, right? When people are explaining, like, say the Matt Kemp Puig trade to Cincinnati, I'm reading these stories, and they're references to, you know, where that puts the Dodgers relative to the luxury tax.
Right.
Like, luxury tax? Are you kidding me? Like, you know, these are the Dodgers. Like, what do they care about the luxury tax? You know, and especially after last year, they reset it, right?
Yeah.
They stayed under the threshold to get it back, right, because repeat offenders pay at a higher rate. So theoretically, they, you know, their justification for not spending last year was, well, we need to get that rate back down to the lowest level possible so that we can spend next year. Well, next year's here, you know. And so I think, you know, at least I'm looking at this somewhat curiously and, you know, just kind of being a natural skeptic, I'm kind of wondering, okay, why isn't Bryce Harper here? It doesn't sound like, you know, that $350 million contract is out there necessarily. I'm guessing if that they came, you know, they went to Boris tomorrow and said, okay, here's the offer, 350, 10 years, take it or leave it. My guess is that he's going to take it, you know. So this means that they're probably trying to kind of read the market and trying to, okay, maybe we want him, but if we do, we want him kind of on our terms, maybe a shorter deal with a higher AAV or whatever. But, you know, if they don't get him, I think that they're going to be, but if they get him, I think the ends do justify the means. But if they don't get him, I think you're going to have a lot of fans here who are going to be unhappy about how the Dodgers, you know, where this team is headed.
Hey, Dylan, what are you hearing about the recovery of Corey Seager? I heard he's back doing some things, but is he going to be ready for spring training?
I think so. You know, I'm not sure at the very beginning if he's going to be a full go. I actually just spoke to Justin Turner. Justin Turner, by the way, and I'm just going to plug this little event, at Pepperdine on Sunday, there's going to be a charity softball game raise money for, you know, victims fire.
Ryan Braun and a few other guys are involved in that too, right?
Correct, yeah. Braun and Moustakas and Yelich are the ones that kind of started it. Jared Goff from the Rams got involved, and Turner's playing in this thing. And so if you go, you know, I think Google like California Strong or something, and you can find ticket information there. But anyway, I just spoke to Turner about that, and we were talking about Seager because they're working out at Dodger Stadium right now. And, yeah, he says the last 2 days that Seager's been out there, he's running. He seems to be, you know, his recovery is where it's supposed to be. I don't think he's ahead of schedule. He doesn't seem to be behind it. He's just kind of right on schedule. So obviously if they're able to add, you know, Corey Seager, that is kind of like adding in some way, you know, a big name free agent.
Dylan, I saw Dave Roberts made some comments earlier this offseason that he expected to see Kirsch kind of see his velo go back up. How realistic is something like that? It seems to me with Kirsch's age and the back injuries he's had, I wouldn't guess that velocity would go back up at this point, but it was certainly something that Dave Roberts said.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, that could just be, you know, I think maybe Kershaw, my guess, has mentioned that. You know, and the manager is like, sure, yeah, you know, go ahead, right? I mean, it's like if Kobe Bryant had said near the end of his career, you know what, I'm going to be jumping, I'm going to go back to dunking. I mean, what's the coach going to say? No, he's not, you know. I think you got to, I mean, that could just be a case of, you know, the manager kind of supporting his player and, you know, and obviously it's Kershaw. So you can't, you know, I mean, I'm skeptical, obviously. I've seen guys get older and just kind of what happens, you know, to guys when they do get older, but, yeah, you know, I mean, I guess if there's anybody that's going to do it, it's Clayton Kershaw, right? So, you know, I don't know. I think the people around, I mean, realistically, right, I've written that he's declining and that his velocity is going down. You know, that probably in itself gives Kershaw the chip on his shoulder that he needs, that he always seems to have. So I'm not really sure Roberts needed to add to that by saying, yeah, that fastball's not coming back.
Yeah, Dylan, you have a way of putting a chip on somebody's shoulder from time to time, man.
Do I? Uh-huh.
Dylan Hernandez joining us from the LA Times, our outstanding columnist. Hey, I want to shift gears and go over to the hardwood. What are you hearing up there at UCLA? Alford gets blown out. Murray Bardo wins his first two games as the head coach at UCLA. They're up in Oregon tomorrow night, off to a 2-0 start in conference play. What's Dan Guerrero doing over there?
Oh, boy. You know, he is, I mean, UCLA football, UCLA basketball, USC football, oof, kind of in the same boat, I feel. You know, there's really not, I mean, like, where do you go, right? You know, I mean, I think ideally, you know, if UCLA could have their pick of the litter, so to speak, I think they would go to Billy Donovan. You know, the Thunder just extended his, you know, or picked up the option for him for next year, so he won't even be available. You know, even if he was, I mean, you're talking about a guy making $6 million right now. You know, even what Chip Kelly's making, like 4.5 or something. So, you know, even if they were to, say, match that, it would still be a pay cut. You know, and you're kind of looking right now, I think, like at the landscape, right? I mean, you know, you kind of talked about, like, you know, the Billy Donovan at that time, what, Brad Stevens, you know. Those guys now use, you know, college basketball is now a clear stepping stone, you know. There isn't, because I'm trying to think right now, besides Krzyzewski and, like, Izzo, right, there isn't that guy, you know, does anyone even want to be Wooden anymore, right? Staying in a school, in, you know, for 25, 30 years and kind of developing that, you know, owning the town, basically. Like, I'm not really sure you know, people aspire to that anymore necessarily, just because the NBA is just so big now. The level is just so much better also because of the whole, you know, dynamic where you have players leaving early. I think the one and done thing makes it very hard to kind of have continuity. Right. I mean, a couple of years ago, right, Alford was doing fine when he had Lonzo out there. You know? Right. And then he, right, and then, you know, Ball and TJ Leaf leave, and now all of a sudden you have to kind of start over. You know, so I think that it's, yeah, they're kind of, you know, because I don't think that there is a, you know, like in the football situation, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying this Chip Kelly thing is going to work, but it was really obvious who they had to go after, yeah. Right? The guy's available. This is perfect, right? He knows the conference. He can recruit. He's done this well before. This is the guy we want. You know, when you're looking at it right now, like, I'm not really so sure there is kind of that obvious candidate. You know, you hear, like, maybe, like, Bennett over at Virginia, but he plays kind of that slow defensive-type style, right? And even, like, Ben Howland, as much success as he had while he was at UCLA, you know, again, it was more of a defensive-type team. And, you know, L.A. is about showtime, yeah. And run and gun, and right? I mean, people, you know, I think one of the reasons the Rams are gaining momentum in the market right now is because they have, you know, kind of that rock star coach with the, you know, first-round pick quarterback and the big running back, and they score a lot of points, and it's kind of exciting. Yeah, so I think with UCLA, they're, you know, I would not want to be Dan Guerrero is not good at picking coaches, period. And now you're putting him in this particular situation where it's like, might not be a, you know, it's a no win almost to begin with. I'm not really so sure where they go from here.
Yeah, well, UCLA, they definitely got a long way to go up at this point. They can't go too much further down. Dylan, as always, man, we enjoy having you on our show, man. Anytime we can get you on, we're going to work to get you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we look forward to talking again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Be well, Dylan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.